Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh says certain difficulties have arisen in implementing a civilian energy nuclear deal signed with Washington this August. An Indian government statement says Mr. Singh spoke to President Bush by telephone from Nigeria on Monday. The Indian Prime Minister voiced his doubts to the US President days after he said in New Delhi that it is not the end of life if the deal does not go through. He said he would be disappointed, but his is not a one-issue government. Mr. Singh's statements mark a sharp turnaround from his earlier firm commitment to the nuclear deal. Political analysts say the government is stepping back from a confrontation with its communist allies, which are crucial to the survival of the government. The communists have threatened to withdraw support if Mr. Singh's coalition presses ahead with the accord. An independent political analyst in New Delhi, Mahesh Rangarajan, says Mr. Singh clearly no longer wants to stake the survival of his government on the issue of the nuclear deal.
There is no question. There is a rethinking on the part of the Prime Minister, the government, the ruling coalition. It prefers to remain in office until the general elections due in the middle of 2009. So the Prime Minister has no doubt revised his views on the urgency and the immediacy of the Indo-US nuclear agreement.
The nuclear accord holds out the promise of giving India access to civilian technology it was long denied because the country has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and has tested nuclear weapons. But a series of steps is needed to make the deal operational. India must negotiate separate agreements with the International Atomic Energy Agency and other bodies. Then the accord must get final approval from U.S. lawmakers. Officials on both sides had hoped the deal would go through before the U.S. heads into a presidential election year in 2008. But political analyst Rangarajan says it appears unlikely the nuclear deal will be finalized anytime soon.
I think at the moment it goes to sleep, it will be difficult until there is a larger domestic political consensus in India to move towards the next stage. And in the lifetime of this government, it is unlikely that that will happen.
The deal was conceived by officials in India and the US as a way to bring New Delhi, a nuclear weapons state, into the mainstream of nuclear commerce. It has been called landmark, historic, and had been touted as a sign of warming relations between the two countries. But communist parties that support India's governing coalition fear it could bring New Delhi too close to Washington. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.